Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
It is time for another trip to Busy Liz's, and today we have a bit of a decision to make. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Beth.
Now, you are going to make some changes to the burgers that you're selling at Busy Liz's. What changes are you about to make?
Well, we have a special gourmet burger that we introduced a couple of months ago, and we need to choose a cheese for that burger. So you can have a burger plain or you can have a cheeseburger. So we've got four lots of cheese here that have been beautifully melted onto the burgers that we need to choose and decide on a favourite.
Luckily, we're very, very hungry because there's four big burgers in front of us. Now, we're going to name each one. One of them, though, we were struggling with how to pronounce this one.
Yeah, so I think it's mild cheddar with Diablo chili, so that looks like it might be nice and spicy. We've got the Bavarian smoked cheese. We've got good old mozzarella, and a firm favourite, I think, is the Red Leicester.
We've also got a couple of different sauces. Katie, what are the two sauces we're trying it with?
So we have our barbecue sauce and piri piri. So currently we serve these as an option. You can have it, you know, with or without either of these sauces. So we thought we'd try the burger on its own with the cheese and then with a little bit of barbecue and a little bit of piri piri to see how all the flavours, you know, mix together.
So first cheese, we are going for mild cheddar with Diablo chili.
Oh, the cheddar. Always a firm favourite. Trustworthy, honest, and never ostentatious. Except here, maybe, where the mild cheddar has been paired with Diablo chili. A chili pepper that scores slightly higher than mid-range in the spice scale. Potentially hot for the weaker human, but how will the testers feel about it?
The mild cheddar with Diablo chili, we've tried it with barbecue sauce and with peri-peri sauce.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I thought it was going to be spicier, I think, than what it was. So I don't think it's probably spicy enough for us to sell it as a spicy burger, because maybe another layer of cheese on it might make it more spicy, I don't know, but definitely served better with the peri-peri. But I don't think it's going to be in the running.
No?
No.
Okay, next one, we're going to go for the Bavarian smoked cheese.
So, a bad turnout for the mild cheddar with Diablo chili, according to Busy Liz's Katie. But a swift move onto the Bavarian smoked cheese. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with the land of Bavaria, it's a southern state in Germany and is fond of the smoke curing of cheese. Whilst this was once done with fire and smoke, as the name would suggest, it's now regularly done artificially. But how have these smoky tastes done for the duo today?
Bavarian smoked cheese, one with peri peri, one with barbecue. I think I would prefer the spicy one beforehand. This did go well with the barbecue. Katie?
Yeah, I think I like the smoked cheese the best. Still not getting the big enough flavour for me from the cheese. Because the burger is such a good burger, I'm tasting a lot of the burger, which is what you still want, but I'm just not getting enough of the cheese to warrant having a piece of cheese on there. If you're going to have a piece of cheese on the burger, you've got to be able to taste the cheese. And I still don't think we've got a contender yet.
Okay, Katie needs more cheese. Next up, Red Leicester.
Yes, Beth, it would indeed seem that Katie does in fact need more cheese. So she's gone for the Red Leicester. An English cheese made in a similar manner to cheddar, although it has to be said, it is slightly crumblier. Traditionally made in wheels, I now see it more commonly in the rectangular blocks in the supermarket. Originally made on farms in, well, Leicestershire, and coloured with carrot or beetroot juice. Undoubtedly a simple, firm favourite for cheese lovers. But the question is, does it hit the spot for Beth and Katie?
Red Leicester. You know exactly what you're getting with Red Leicester. It's there, it's bright orange, it's very cheesy. I think it goes perfectly with the barbecue sauce. I'd say it's the most cheesiest of cheeses we've tried so far.
Yeah, you can actually taste the flavour of the cheese. when you have it with a burger on its own, you can taste the burger and then you can still taste the cheese. And then, yep, the barbecue sauce complements that. Works well as well with the piri piri, but I do think the barbecue sauce is the better out of the two with that.
The final one to try, mozzarella.
Ah, the mozzarella, the final cheese of today's tasting. White and rubbery, yet somehow utterly delicious. Often found in balls, be they large balls or small balls. From Italy, of course, and typically served with pizza or pasta. Today, the semi-soft cheese is served atop a burger. But the question is, will it stand up strong against the beef?
Mozzarella done, and I'll be honest, the mozzarella was not cutting it. It was, how would you describe the mozzarella?
I just felt it had too much of a rubbery texture and not enough flavour at all. It was probably one of my least favourite. The burger just took all the flavour. There was no flavour left in the cheese. The burger just completely overpowered it.
I would agree. So would we say mozzarella, sorry, but it's fourth place?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Now the top three, Bavarian smoked cheese, mild cheddar with Diablo chili and red Leicester. What would you say for the bronze, silver and gold?
I would be tempted to go with the mild cheddar with Diablo chili for bronze. And silver would go to the Bavarian smoked cheese because I did like that smokiness with the barbecue, but it just didn't work with the piri piri. And I think the overall winner, hands down really, is good old red Leicester.
I would agree. I might switch my mild cheddar with Diablo chili with the Bavarian smoked cheese, but I would agree the one that is leading the way is good old simple red Leicester. I think that's the one. But you are right, if you had a bit of chili in there, that'd be even better.
Yeah, so that might be something else that I might try and look for then, is the red Leicester with the Chilean. That might be good as a second option.
So who else is going to be the judge? Are we going to send these the staff going to get to judge
yeah,
these?
We'll send these back to the kitchen and see what they come up with and see if they agree or disagree with what we say.
So when the decision is made, the gourmet burger is going to be on your menu. Where can people go to come and try the gourmet burger?
Well, the gourmet burger is on our menu currently. The option to have with cheese will, as soon as the decision's made, which will hopefully be today or next week, and then we'll put that on the menu straight away, and that's available at both our Swafford Street restaurant and High Street Car Park restaurant.
Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.